Topic two.
Three, two, 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 two. I was like, that was a topic three?
Two.
I was about to go, and you're like, oh, topic three?
Dose. You forgot dose.
Am I the second topic?
Yes, you're the second topic. Yes.
First topic, second topic. Okay, so my topic is, have you ever been...
Yes. She sucks laughing before she says the topic. These are the topics I love, obviously.
Have you ever been... Yes, ding, ding, ding. Over.
Well, he answered before I asked the question.
Have you ever... I have laughed.
Yes. I have and ho-ho-hood.
I have howled.
Twice. One bite sometimes.
Okay.
Have you ever... been invited to a threesome? If you have, did you do it? Or if you haven't, would you do it if you were invited to a threesome? Like with one of your friends or whatever.
So I'm single, regardless of what we're talking about.
If you're single.
And one of like a close friend or like an acquaintance?
No, like a friend... like a close friend.
Where
did
this stem from? Can you mind me the
backstory?
Do you got a backstory for this?
Or so, you just wondered?
I have two girlfriends that have both asked me if I would be interested in joining them and their boyfriends.
Ooh.
In the bedroom. Okay. And
like an actual like, serious one?
Yeah, they were serious.
No, I know they were serious about it. No, like it's a serious relationship where they're just like, oh, I like this guy, let's do this.
Well, baby daddies. With their baby daddies.
Ooh.
It's a whole different this thing, too. It's a baby daddy.
Okay. But so, in this form, you always go first, so you have to... So you've clearly been invited.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Have you ever partaken?
Or
have you partook?
Okay, so the first time, it was with one of my friends that I've known since, like, sixth grade. She asked me...
Just kidding.
She asked me if... wanted to join her and her baby daddy. Her kid was like a year old or something at the time.
Okay.
And I said no because I was like, I know, it's a little weird. But then I got asked again by a different friend a couple years later and I was like, oh no, it'd make it weird because they're weird. So I was like, nah. But then she asked, the first girl asked me again, like 3 or 4 years ago or something, if I wanted to sleep with her and her boyfriend at the time before they had a kid together.
Yeah.
And I really considered it. Like, it's one of those things like on your bucket list
when you considered it, was it because of her or because of him?
Both of them, I guess.
Ooh, okay.
Because she stripped and, like, got naked and hopped in the shower, and she was like, hey, join me. And I was like,
Wait, so she's already butt-ass naked?
Yeah.
And you still said no?
I said no to her. But then, after she got out of the shower... Friend.
So, essentially, you, to put yourself in that perspective, if me and Pat got naked... You would have that willpower.
Okay, I see the difference. Ouch. Yeah.
But then after she got, out of the shower, she went to a room. She went to a room with me and her boyfriend at the time, and like he legit like pulled it out, and he's like, "Hey, you want to join us? Like,
this is going down.
This is what's gonna happen.
Actually, this is going up."
Yeah.
This is going up.
All over
and I was
and
like,
hopefully you're going down.
I considered it this last time, but the first two times.
So
I was
he
like,
pulled
yeah,
it out, you saw it, and you were like, alright, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I got really close to fucking doing it, but I didn't do it.
So
I pussied out.
He didn't push, I'm assuming.
So you pushed, so you like what you saw.
I did like what I saw.
So if he would have pushed, he would have pushed you over the edge.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, he didn't. He wasn't aggressive.
Yeah.
Which is cool in that situation.
Yeah.
He kind of was aggressive. You pulled that shit out.
Dick out. That's
aggressive.
That's not that aggressive. We pull our dicks out on a regular basis. That's hard for us, son.
Yeah.
That's Louis C.K. That's what we do. Men pull their dicks out.
Yeah.
We're like, I got nothing, dick.
The first two times
that literally happened. it at the bar.
Right away, the first two times, I was like, no, no, I can't. And then, like, I don't know. It's one of those things on your bucket list where you're like,
Have you ever been with another girl?
No.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, okay.
But that's the thing holding you
back. But I've considered it, too. Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm one of those girls that's attracted to girls, but it has never had, like, the balls to actually fucking do something.
So, you haven't had an aggressive girl.
Man, I feel like I'm asking a lot of questions. So, the thought of eating vagina doesn't freak you out?
No. See, I guess not. No.
For those who don't know, she said
that their hearing is bad. She said.
So if we have any lesbians out there listening, you just got to push.
you just have to push me into it.
Literally.
All right. I mean, yeah. I get it.
I don't know.
You've never had a threesome? Though.
No.
Not guy.
No.
Okay.
So what was the original question?
Guy. All your scenarios were girl guys.
With two guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, both of your scenarios was girl guys, yeah. Would you guy?
No.
You know A-frames?
I don't know. Maybe.
Like, you like guys.
No Eiffel Towers? That's a long pause. Awkward. Yeah. She was doing the fucking Wheel of Fortune spin. It's like, like thinking of all the guys. Just
the combinations.
Yeah, if I could do this combination of this and this, yeah, I probably would. So that's a yes. It's just it'd have to be.
It's more selective.
Yeah. It depends on like if they're like if they like push me towards it. And I'm like, oh gosh, and then. Would happen.
So you need
like,
pushers.
Yeah, I need pushers. Yeah.
So you're okay.
I'd probably be down if they like
push you into
was
it.
Like, oh yeah, let's do this, and I'm like, oh. Okay.
So every time she was presented the opportunity, she would have done it. They just weren't aggressive enough.
Yes.
And then they wonder why guys are so fucking aggressive.
So I'm just throwing this out there. So do you have rape fantasies?
No.
Okay, I'm just asking.
You never had a rape fantasy? Nah. Aggressive sex. You like aggressive sex?
We were talking about that a couple weeks ago, and O'Brien Sam was saying that she was had like rape fantasies, and yeah. I'm like, ooh, that's a little weird.
Choking,
okay.
Hair pulling.
No, like.
No, I'm saying no for you.
For me?
Yeah. That's too aggressive.
It's a little too aggressive.
A little too aggressive? Hold on.
Yeah. Okay, so the question was. If presented with a friend, so I'm assuming it's a. In my scenario, it's a guy friend, or well, it could be another girl.
It could be either way for guys.
Okay.
Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
Okay. Would you?
If you were asked.
No, I mean, there were scenarios where it came up and then it never came up.
You've been asked.
Like,
you
they're like, oh, we should. And I was like, we should. Why not? And then they're like, okay, cool, find somebody else. I was like, oh, you want me? What about this one? Cool. It was like, put it together. And I was just like, I already found the person. Like, what are we waiting for? Like, what do you mean I have to set this stuff up? Okay, well, if we ever hang out, I'll let you know. But never cross paths.
It got ghosted.
Yeah.
The idea it's like ghosted. Something that you don't talk about anymore. Yeah. You're like, oh, I brought it up. And
I just wanted to let you know that I would, but I'm never bringing it up. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
If they bring it up, sure. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just... And then they're... Like, it's literally... like, I've been to the point, almost like the closest point to no return. I saw the green pastures. And then it was pulled away from me. And I was just like, oh, man.
No!
Like 5 minutes away, like, of it happening. And then a series of unfortunate events in those 5 minutes, I was like, oh, this is not happening.
I think that's what it was.
In 5 minutes, I was like, damn, this must be a record. But
yeah.
I was like, well, whatever, cool.
Girl?
With two girls? Look at you.
So another guy and a girl?
A girl and her boyfriend hasn't asked you, like, hey, would you mind joining us? No?
Mm-hmm. No.
Would you?
Would you, though?
As long as you didn't have to do nothing to another guy. Because that's got to be a
standard. There's rules in that one.
Yeah.
Don't look
it's more like an Eiffel Tower / A-frame.
Yeah. And it's funny because, like, it's weird because I go into
that. I like saying that.
I go into that, like...
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Oh. What the fuck?
So she's not sure she would do either. She's in your boat.
Yeah. Oh my God. But, like, it's weird because, like... When it's good, girl, I'm going through this whole experience as it being sexual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when I think, if I go into a guy, girl.
It's a competition? Yeah.
No.
It's, yes, it is.
Now I'm going, I'm hitting this for fun. I'm just slapping. Yeah. I'll high five the dude. Bow.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I'm having fun. Like, there's nothing serious about this right now.
The one thing about it is, like, when you say pound it, like, he literally needs to pound it.
Yeah. No, but I would throw that out there. I'd be like, I'll pound it.
Not like that. Yeah. Bow.
Just not like that.
Fist bump.
But I would be like, oh, yeah. Bam, bam, bam. But, like, it's weird because, like, the girl, I would treat it as more of a sexual experience.
Yeah.
Guy, girl, I'd be like, oh, this is for fun. I'm just with this bitch right here. Like, I don't know. And if it was, I guess if it was a friend, I'd be like,
If so we really, about to treat your girl like shit.
Just yeah. Like, I'm just letting you know, this is the point of no return. Like, I'm going to lose a little respect for your girl, but we're still cool. Like, we're good.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking terrible. That's how it's funny, though, because
that's how I see it.
I understand. What you got, Pat?
Never have.
You've never been invited into threesomes?
No, I've never done one.
Oh, no, you've never done one. Okay. No. Have you been invited to one, though?
I've been invited to, but it just never worked out.
Girl? Okay.
Yeah, see?
Oh, look at
same
you.
Thing. I think it's rare for guy girl to invite a guy.
It is more rare, I'm assuming.
So I don't,
because the dude has to be okay with it somehow or some way. And I'm assuming he's gonna get some kind of sexual gratification watching you do it at one point.
Yeah, so it has to be a fetish on his part for him to
be okay with it.
Yeah.
Unless you guys just meet somebody at the random or out the blue. And then you're like, she's not budging. And I'm like, share. We breaking bread.
Damn.
Which is fine. Like, if that scenario happened.
How about I last on this one?
Because that scenario happened to me.
I got stories.
I know.
I've heard some of them too. Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. I don't think I would proposition that if I was in a relationship or with someone. I don't think I would do. I would be the, hey, that's just.
I would never proposition. No, you can't come bang my girl. Like, that's crazy.
No, you wouldn't proposition a threesome with another girl.
No.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
If I got a girlfriend, I'm not having nobody else, even another girl, bang my girl.
Okay, if you had, if you just had somebody that's strictly like, you know, you just DTF once in a while.
Oh yeah,
that's different. Yeah,
because I don't really give a shit about her anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
If it's just a random, yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah, if it's just a random, and then for some reason, like, you already have this. You know, on
I
the side.
And
then another girl just comes up and she's like, you ever had this? Like, I'm interested in doing it. You're like, well.
I would totally do it. But if I'm dating somebody, I wouldn't.
No, yeah, it makes sense. I don't think I would too.
But if this is my booty call, and she's like, hey, I'm going to bring my friend.
I fidget spinner.
Shit, so slide through.
Wait, what if she says, I want to bring my friend? It's a date.
No, don't slide through. I'm cool.
So you... For you to be guy, girl,
I wouldn't do guy, girl anymore.
Okay.
I'm too old. I'm past that stage in my life.
Okay, makes sense.
When I was younger, though, I didn't.
You don't care who was there?
As long as I didn't have to bang the dude, we're good. As long as he didn't have to bang me. As long as me and him are opposite sides of the
Do you have a
spectrum?
Line?
Yeah, we're good. So like right here, this is her, and then I'm here, and then he's there. We're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you don't have to interrupt. I don't know. I guess you wouldn't have to interact.
You don't have to interact.
Oh my guy, yeah.
So, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
have you ever been invited to a threesome?
Yes.
Did you do it?
Yes.
No. Okay.
So, there was this one time I was hanging out with one of my friends who shall remain unnameless.
Yes.
Unnameless.
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 Remain unnameless.
Or remain nameless?
Nameless.
Well, he's going to remain unnameless today.
Unnameless is like a double negative, so you got to say his name.
Yeah. Candyman.
The Candyman.
Okay, so you are Candyman.
Don't say no more. We're drinking it again. That's too dangerous.
So you and Candyman.
Damn it! Me and Candyman.
God, we're dead. We're all dying.
So we're hanging out, and we're like, oh, let's go drink more. And then he was like, let's go drink. So we went and fucking got wasted. And he was like, so we're going to stop at this bar. So we stopped at this bar, mm-hmm. and it was the owner of the bar, which was a girl, and then it was her friend who had either a missing arm or a short, nubby arm. I don't remember because I was super wasted, but there were four of the drinks. It's after hours. It's like 3 in the morning. And then so we had
so to... You had to wait longer for the drink from her?
She could just like, she can only shake it with his hand. And so
one ice cube at a time.
The strong he was like, let's go back to my place. So that's like 4:30 in the morning. Yeah, short arm. Short, him and short arm.
Okay.
And so we were like, alright, cool. So we go back. Okay. It could be no arm though. It could be like fucking
I feel like that's Dr. better.
Connors.
I don't know why.
she could have been the lizard. Yeah. I don't know.
I kinda would
the lizard? Is that what you guys called her? You Candyman and the lizard?
If I had to choose, I would prefer no.
No? Well, it was like right here, too. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know if she had so the better. Short arm.
Did she crush your face?
I was drunk. And so, I'm on the couch.
So you grab it and then just grab the same area?
I don't know how. So, I'm on the couch, right?
You're on the couch.
Because we get back to this place and we're fucking wasted. I'm on the couch. And he was like, hey. Come here. And I was like, all right, cool. I walk in, and she's butt-ass naked on the bed. Mm-hmm. And then he's butt-ass naked. I'm like, wait, whoa, hold on. I wasn't expecting all this. And then he was like, come here. And I was like, and then so she's laying there. Like, and then so I walk over, and she starts grabbing me, like, in my crotch here. And I was like, oh, okay. So
she rubbed your head?
She grabbed you like that? It had to be either... So she had to either have a good hand or a short hand. I don't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was like, I'm assuming she got.
She grabbed me.
She had the hand like on a fuck. What is that?
Scary movie?
No. God damn it.
She like Joe Clark. Mulan, people. Mulan.
I was thinking Deadpool.
Oh, baby.
This is a true story. Just for record. Just for record.
So you, Candyman, the lizard, okay. Right?
And so, I was like, so she grabs me, she's stroking it. I was like, all right, cool. And so I'm trying to put it in her mouth because that's the only other place to go.
Yeah.
Candyman is smashing.
Okay.
Lizard's grabbing, smashing and grabbing. Okay. I'm trying to get it in. And then she was like, no. I was like,
what?
Wait, what? No, wait. I mean, what else? You gonna give me a heads up? Because can I be honest? Your hands are not doing a great job.
Hand or hands?
Either or. So
okay.
So I was like, so I kept trying to put it in her mouth because she was like, no. And I was like, well, are you sure? Like, I'm like, yeah.
Are you sure you don't want this? I feel like this is right a yes, here.
But you're saying no. So if it's a no, then I'll leave. You know, and so, long story short, I end up leaving. So that was the one time that did not work.
Long hour short?
And so, me and another friend...
Sorry for the raunchiness of this topic.
We get kind of raunchy.
God damn it. Yeah. Touche.
See, and no so wonder older people don't want to watch us.
Hey, but this is fucking funny, because these are true stories. So, me and one of my friends, who shall remain unnameless.
Gabby.
Candyman 2?
God damn it.
Candyman 2.
We're dead.
It was a sequel to that movie, right?
Yeah.
And so,
yeah.
But this was first.
It's Candyman also.
So this was first.
So this is the Boogeyman. So, I'm just going to switch it up because I'm going to get
confused. We were in the club.
You and Boogeyman.
Me and Boogeyman. We were in the club. Right. He's like the Boogeyman too. It's funny. So we were in the club and he was like, pick up this girl. So we're like, cool. She's like coming back to our place. And so we were roommates at the time. And so the girl, was like, hey, whatever, it's fun, let's do this. And we're like, both of us? And she's like, yeah. He was like, cool. I was like, cool. She was like, cool. Super fun, right? Mm-hmm. So we walked in, and all of a sudden, closed the door. I had a visitor that was staying with us who was asleep. So we closed the door, turned the radio up super loud. And so we were like, all right, well, fine, whatever. He can sleep, whatever. We're killing it. Condoms everywhere. Fucking, I'm on one end, he on the other end. We flip it, switch it, rub it down. Oh, no. And then so this goes on for like an hour. Like, I've seen everything. Like, he had a rubber snake. And he fucking shoved a rubber snake in the vagina hole.
Okay.
Like, just shoving, like, just all kinds of shit. hair pulling, choking. She loved it all. All of it. Not tripping.
At that point, I'm just looking for stuff. I was like, what can
I... Yeah.
No, I would. I'd be like, yeah, what can I do?
Grab
like,
that chair.
Yeah. And so... So
get the tables.
So and with that mindset, so
all I need is one mic.
So
one mic.
Everything's been a go.
Okay.
And so we're like, all right, cool. So I'm smashing, and then he leaves. So I'm just smashing. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not gonna say nothing because I'm smashing. I don't want this to stop.
Yeah.
So I keep going, and then he comes back, and he has the house guest. And he was like, here, throw some condoms.
Was it charging?
Fucking, I was like, oh, shit, help yourself. Have some.
Break bread. Bam. Text.
So he partook. She was cool. She
didn't say nothing.
She didn't say nothing.
The homies can't get
nothing. Fucking, we were like, oh, shit, well, it's time to go. And then she was like, well, y'all got to take me home. And we were like, wait, what?
Me?
What do you mean, take you home? And this was before Uber. And so she was like... yeah, I live on 44th Street in Van Buren.
Jesus Christ.
And we were like, what the fuck are you doing on this side of town? Because we met her on this side of town.
Okay.
And so, long story short, we drove the fucking bitch home. And then so we got like, she looked like right by a Celebrity Theater. She's like, I can walk to my house from here. We were like, cool.
I'd have been like, go outside in about 15, 20 years, there's going to be this invention called Uber.
I got you.
When it happens,
I will call you one.
Oh my God.
Bye.
Or you're going to call her a cat.
So it's bye. Like, you met this girl and this guy, and then you just
The guy was my roommate.
Oh, and then you just met her.
He met her. I didn't even meet her. I don't even know her name.
Wow.
Oh, but funny story. So I was hanging.
It was like she had an epiphany.
Yeah,
right
she's
now.
Like, wow. Yeah. So I'm at the club, right? I'm just kidding. With one of my other friends who shall remain unnameless. This is like.
Name I was like, wait.
This is like
Shadow Master.
Shadow Master.
Okay, me and Shadow Master. 5 years later.
Classic Shadow.
So we go to the club, a different club.
Trigger.
And so we're getting drunk.
Call him Trigger.
And he was like, hey, Trigger. Courtney.
Oh, she we using her
name. Damn, we're supposed to be using names.
No, fuck her.
They were so she wasn't unnameless.
She's not under the wing. Just, she's outside the wing.
She's outside.
When we fly, she falls.
So he was like, "Hey, Courtney," and she was like, "Hey, how you doing, Shadow Master?"
Yeah. Word for word, that's what she said.
Yeah. And so she looks at me, and didn't say nothing. I'm like,
"To you?"
Yeah, cause she doesn't know. Well, cause she doesn't realize
that you're the Master of Shadows.
No, she doesn't realize that she had met me 5 years prior.
Oh wow!
She doesn't remember that we had snakes and stuff on. So she sees me, and I was like,
oh, so Courtney is from Boogeyman.
Yeah.
Oh,
Courtney's from Boogeyman. Wow. But I was with Shadow Master, and Shadow Master knew her too, and he had a friend who shall remain unnameless. And they had did the same thing.
Oh, wow.
Good old JR?
Sunshine.
Oh, Sunshine.
Shadow Master Sunshine.
Yeah, you can't get a shadow without Sunshine.
You cannot. And they were best friends, and then they had did it. And then me and Boogeyman had did it. And then they had broke off. Sunshine and Boogeyman went other places, and me and Shadow Master were hanging out.
Oh, okay.
And then we saw her together. We were like, oh, you know her? I'm like, oh, you know her? Crazy, right?
Yeah, so it was like a Shadow Master in Darkness part.
We did not do that again.
Oh, okay. That was a whole movie.
That's crazy. 5 years apart and she's still a whore? That's crazy.
Was she a whore?
Yeah.
I didn't give her no money?
Yeah.
And then so...
That makes all the difference.
But you paid her in gas.
You did.
You had a jack in the box.
Shit.
Like,
I did not call no cab.
Because you don't have to pay for the cab. I had to call it.
I didn't pay or drive. I just was the passenger.
Oh, so you didn't pay. They paid.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've...
So she wasn't your whore.
No.
She's not whore. She was
somebody else's whore.
And then so...
Was that Candyman's whore?
Boogeyman.
I want to see what her life's at
right
now. I want to see where her life's at right now.
What's her name?
Courtney.
That's all I got. I don't know nothing else. She had that one of those I fuck black dude haircuts as a white dude chick. She had that short bob.
The white lady haircut. Yeah.
The
blonde hair. Short. Yeah.
And then so there's this one time I'm sitting at my house. minding my own business, mm-hmm. listening to music, chilling. This is like, you know, like
years later.
This is around the same time.
Okay, months later,
a couple of weeks.
And so, later. I had a friend was a female, and me and her were booty call basically. Okay. And so she was like, she called me, and back in the day, I used to answer my phone. and she said,
"Oh, so this must be back in the day."
Yes, yeah, so back in the day. Yeah. This is before cell phones.
Caller ID. Like,
so this is a while ago.
Before caller ID.
And she was like,
18.
I want to come over. And I was like, she was like, I want to come over. I was like, what'd she say?
1898.
Nice.
Yeah, there was no caller ID there. You have to answer.
So she goes, I want to come over. And I was like, it's 1:30. Like, and she goes, I have my
hello.
Wondering.
Operator, connect me to
darkness. And she she's like, I want to come over. Like, it's 1:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, I know what time it is. She goes, I got my friend. I go, who is your friend? And she goes, it's my girlfriend. I was like, your girlfriend or your girlfriend? She goes, I'm fucking her. And I was like,
oh my god, come over.
And so they were.
Oh, doesn't matter what time it is now.
And she goes, "Well, only way we're coming over is you have something to drink." I go, "I definitely have something to drink." She
water.
Goes,
okay, tap cool. Water.
Tap and water. So exactly.
We get there. I had a random fifth of tequila, which I don't normally have tequila, yeah, but I had a random tequila. Fifth. Well, yeah. Back then I did. I stopped drinking tequila like in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And so
when they invented vodka,
oh, in the fucking 100 BC.
Yeah.
And so she comes over, and she's like, so they come over, and her friend had never even like hung out with a black dude before. So that was awkward.
So you were intriguing to her. She's like, crunky.
No.
Look at him.
She was frayed. She was scared.
So she was like, what's his name? The dude, the alligator hunter?
Steve Irwin?
Yeah,
Steve
she's Irwin? Like, crikey.
Crikey.
Look at that.
In their natural habitat. And so, we took shots.
Okay.
And we drank like a half a fifth. Went out to the swimming pool because we were making too much noise.
What was this at? Was this here, Phoenix?
Yeah, this is Phoenix.
It's like, crikey. We're out here in Phoenix, Arizona. And we're visiting blackness in its natural habitat.
Blackness!
Oh, sorry. Quacky, look at him swim. I didn't know he could swim.
I thought they sank to the bottom. So we go out to the pool. We finish the fifth. There's three of us. We finish the fifth. It wasn't really like that. I was all right, cool. I wasn't that drunk. They were a little bit tipsy. We come back in. We're in my living room. I don't know why the living room, not the bedroom, because I have my bedroom. Mm-hmm. We're in the living room, so and we're on the floor, not on the couch. It's weird. So we're laying on the living
sense.
Room floor.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, I got roommates. They're fucking knocked out. It's like 3 in the morning. And so so she starts kissing her girl, and then she was like, looks at me. Like I'm like, all right, cool. So me and the girl start making out. And so next thing I know, she's going down on the girl. I'm like, oh, okay, this is me and the girl making out.
But she's going down.
Yeah, and so yeah. I'm thinking this is going to be a great threesome. Like, in my head, I'm like, I've been waiting for this forever. This is going to be the best
all
thing
these
ever.
Dudes.
And so me and the girl start getting on. She gets on top of me, I get on top of her. And then the other girl doesn't, she just watches and masturbates. And then she doesn't partake. And so that was it. Like,
the one that was scared?
No,
so
the one that I was fucking with already. So the only
one,
I just smashed her girlfriend, and it was the end of the threesome. It wasn't even really a threesome.
It was like a 2.5.
It was like a 2.5.
Two and a half. Some.
Like she didn't. Like,
I would still take that as a W.
Oh, I still feel like I won. don't get me wrong. Like I just feel like
if you were cheated.
I was
the whole
expecting
experience.
My balls to be licked while I'm in there. And then we go 69. And we go 96. We go lick.
96.
We're
like
696.
We're gonna be like this. We go triangle. All kinds of stuff.
Triangle offense.
I was already in the triangle offense. I was like this. I put my hands up. Nobody did nothing. I was like, hold up.
They didn't post you up.
No, they didn't post me up at all.
Fuck.
She backed into me. You know,
she's
alley-ooping
you?
She hit me with the low post, and I spun around.
So basically, all she did was alley-oop.
That's all she did. Yeah, she gave me, yep, that's exactly. And I dumped it, and then it was like, 2 points. Yay.
You're like,
we still won the game.
You were trying to play.
I mean, my team did.
So you were like, you were hoping for the Harlem Globetrotters, and you got the
like the off the backboard 5 times, and then with the wind up, and but that's not how it worked out.
And you got the Spurs. It was just all defense and No show, just win.
Yeah, and she was like, and the other girl's kind of, because she was nervous and it just it was like awkward, you know. Like I was like, all right, well, I feel like she was just doing it because the other girl was like, you got to do this. She feel like she got initiated into a gang or something. And I was a sacrificial lamb. Yeah. Well, whatever. Like I can still tell the story to this day.
Yeah. You weren't the sacrifice.
The other girl also was the first time I ever had. I gave a girl anal sex too.
Oh, the same time?
Not the same time. And the same girl, but not the scaredy cat girl. The other girl that I was already banging out.
Oh, okay. And I thought it was that same one. I was like, oh, damn, she went for everything. Then she just like, whatever you want
to
go.
No, the one that I was already banging, she introduced me to that too. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I like this chick. Mm-hmm. I would have kept her around forever. She had a boyfriend. It was perfect.
She had a boyfriend and a girlfriend?
Yeah, she had a boyfriend and a girlfriend, and she was banging me on the side. I was like, damn, I love
she
you.
She was winning.
Right?
Yeah.
She's super life winning goals. For her.
Like, dilly dilly for her.
Dilly for her.
She knows what she wants, I think.
We went to Rocky Point. This is the chick that we went to Rocky Point. Mm. She took three somas and fucking drank two beers and fucking passed out. We had to carry her back to the room. Yeah, that was not a fun time. No, like, so she could piss you off too, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know. I don't know.
You should have Weekend at Bernie's her.
Well, we did Weekend at Bernie's because I would got back to the room.
I would be like, I'm not going back to the room. You put fucking glasses on her, post her up like. Were you waiting here? You know what you did.
All right, we good.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Dang.